The death of a 34-year-old man in Pelican Narrows earlier this week has been ruled a homicide by RCMP. No arrests have yet been made and the community has locked down while police search for possible suspects. According to a statement released by Saskatchewan RCMP released January 13, police were called to a home on Ballantyne Street in Pelican Narrows around 2:30 a.m. January 11. Officers found a man at the residence who had, according to the police statement, appeared to have sustained a life-threatening injury. The man was taken to the community's health center by EMS, but was declared dead not long after arriving. RCMP have identified the man as 34-year-old Dalton Linklater, a resident of Pelican Narrows. Saskatchewan RCMP Major Crimes has taken carriage of the investigation, which is being considered a homicide, reads the Saskatchewan RCMP statement. Police have announced no arrests or persons of interest in relation to Linklater's death. An autopsy will be done on Linklater's body, say police, as part of the investigation. Anyone with information about Linklater's death is asked to either contact Pelican Narrows RCMP at 306-632-3300 or to contact Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-222-TIPS, 1-800-222-8477, or through saskcrimestoppers.com. Response: A curfew has been put into effect in Pelican Narrows as of January 12 from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. according to a statement released by Peter Ballantyne Cree Nation, PBCN. The community's school has been closed for the remainder of the school week, as have the doors at the local band office. Band security will patrol and enforce checkpoints within the community. Members are encouraged to watch out for one another and refrain from any social activity. Members can contact Holistic Health Services for mental health supports related to the incident or victim services at the local RCMP station, reads the PBCN statement. Investigators are conducting witness interviews and examining the scene to create a detailed picture of the incident. Pelican Narrows RCMP has been in communication with the PBCN to relay steps residents can take to help maintain their safety, reads the Saskatchewan RCMP statement. Residents can expect to see an increased police presence for an undetermined amount of time as police investigate the incident.